This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Let us find out what's going on in the world and talk about it. What does this mean to you? What do these various items of interest today mean to you? That's our job in part here on the DJB program, informing, entertaining. That's the good stuff on the radio that everybody is, we depend on you. I hear this all the time. We depend on you. I don't want you to depend on me. You need to find out you can depend on me for a good time, if you will. Yes, for a good time, call Doug. By the way, Jay, how's our phone line doing? How's that? We set up a new phone line for people to use. And I forget to give the number because I forget that we have this thing here to be used for people to comment as they might on social media, Twitter and Facebook and Instagram. So what do we need to? We probably should be promoting a lot more than we are.
Yeah, we should definitely remind the number, 502-617-4358. That's 502-617-4DJB.
4DJB. Okay. Comments on what we're talking about here as we figure what's going on. Jay Kirshner is here, and Jennifer Horn is here. We're celebrating this week the ladies winning a Gracie Award in Los Angeles. All of us are here. It's the Beverly Wilshire Hotel, right? Tonight is the I think the celebration, knowing the bunch of you, we're going to be celebrating most of the week here. I'll hold down the fort, though, folks. You can count on me because I'm actually not winning the award.
You're reliable.
Yeah, right. It's not, the award's not for me. It's for the three ladies who do the program. Gracie's are awards given to female broadcasters, and they certainly deserve it. We had nice comments. It just really kind of makes me feel good that everybody has come together on this. So let's a couple of things here. The Bill Cosby thing continues to be interesting here, at least in Los Angeles and Santa Monica in the courthouse. Gloria Allred is doing her best to take care of somebody who, what does this go back, 30 years, Jennifer? How far back does this go, this alleged? Well, I mean, alleged. I always love that when they use that terminology. We all know that he did it. He did it to you. Where are we in that whole business? With Gloria at the helm, you can be sure there'll be lots of fireworks and lots of attention paid to her because she's somebody that's hard to ignore. But the real issue is this woman supposedly was accosted, and she wants, in civil court, you can sue somebody. There's never a limit.
There's no statute of limitations, yeah. But
right,
harder,
doesn't run out.
It's got to be harder to prove also, but the bar isn't as high in civil court. I don't know. I mean, look, obviously Bill Cosby has probably done some pretty horrific things. The stories have come out in multitudes about him, but should there be a limit on how far back people can go? I don't know. I guess that's fodder for conversation. At this point, I feel like the guy is, and this shouldn't be an excuse, unfortunately, in my mind.
Oh, my God.
It is. You know what I mean? He's old, and I mean, what else? I guess maybe a financial settlement might make this person feel better, but I don't know. It's just hard all the way around because there is you're not going to make it any better. You're not going to take away what he did. And I don't know if this is going to do that, but maybe they'll get some financial restitution.
All right. So let's talk about Monkey Kong or whatever this monkeypox, this business of apparently there's only one case, but there are four or five other presumptive cases. Have you looked at the hands of the people? This is something that was
that
developed in Africa. And somehow has, you know, people travel around, so you can figure that this is going to sooner or later get here and get elsewhere. But if you look at the hands, those like big lumps that these victims have on their hands, and although I think the government and the Center for Disease Confusion said there's no need for any mass vaccination campaign and don't worry about it. But what do we need to know about monkeypox?
They're saying a lot of it is sexually transmitted or through, like, touch, big droplets, that kind of stuff.
It's fluid, body fluids.
So it's not airborne.
Right. No. It's droplets, no. basically. And so what they're looking at is that the cases here seem to, they're tracing them back to a rave. There seems to be like a lot of sexual activity that is spreading this, and it's not usual. It's also ugly, but it's not really life threatening. Nobody really wants it because it's gross, there was also a rumor going around, maybe started on the show yesterday, Dougie, that this was about, you know, having sexual relations with monkeys, which was the whole premise behind AIDS. Remember when that first started?
Right.
That's not the case. The reason they call it monkeypox is because it was first discovered, I think, in a couple of monkeys way back when.
Well, it's smallpox.
It's a version of smallpox.
It's smallpox.
And rodents tend to carry it around more than monkeys. So
the bottom line is it is passed through close contact with another person. You can hug somebody, touch somebody, shake their hands, for example. If you're kissing somebody, it can be transferred, apparently.
Sharing clothes is also a big one, which is kind of gross. Right. I've heard that, too. Yeah. But, you know, this is going to change 12 million times until we figure it out, because this is what we always do. We start out thinking we know what we know, and then things change. So this is just what we know today.
Speaking of changing clothes, one of the conversations that we've been having over the last couple of days, those of us who are on the program, this is not spilled over onto the air, but last night my daughter Megan, who was at dinner, and Victoria and you and I think Jay were all talking about the dresses that you wear to a big event like this. This is like the Golden Globes. This is like the Grammys. The men dress up in tuxes and women dress up in dresses. So I was challenged because my son-in-law is wearing a tuxedo that he's rented. And, okay, that's fine, because we all rent tuxedos. And then the discussion became, what happens to the ladies who have these expensive dresses? Who's going to go out and buy an expensive dress? You go rent them. And somehow or other, that seems to turn me off. I find it...
Well, they clean everything in between. Rent the Runway, which is what your daughter's using, is... It's a great source. I've used it before. You just, you know, they send you dresses. You can, you bring them and you just use them.
And it's like designer gowns for a lot more affordable.
So how much does it cost to rent a dress for an evening like this?
Depends on the, you can have a membership, I believe, to Rent the Runway, but you can also just rent individually, and based on the dress that you choose, that's how they determine how much you rent it for.
Good.
What's so cool, though, is that the Nordstrom in the valley, like near where I work, the Nordstrom there, and I think they must be doing it at certain Nordstroms around the country, is that they have a Rent the Runway piece of the Nordstrom so that you can actually go and see the stuff in person, rent it, and return in person if you don't want to just, you know, if you might think you're in between sizes or you don't want to have to order multiple things, you can just go to the storefront, which is kind of a cool element to it.
That's great.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or you can just rewear your gown. If it's that pretty and you pay that much for it, just keep rocking it until it falls apart.
I'm telling you right now, I have now, because I haven't had, I mean, gosh, nobody's gone anywhere with the pandemic. But I went to Mar-a-Lago a couple weekends ago. Now we have this event. I've purchased two pretty, like, intense dresses for at least my wardrobe budget. these two events, and I figure, you know what, I'm just going to keep these two. I've got like a midi, and now I've got an evening gown length one, and I'll just rewear the heck out of them. It's fine if I have other events that I go to, right? Invest in
there you
closet.
Go, or you keep the tag on, hide it, and then you return it when you're done.
Exactly.
Like I've heard so many people do.
No, you wouldn't do that though, Jay, right? That's not something you did.
No, this is going to be the third time I'm wearing my gown. I'm clearly a repeat offender.
All right, so the good news is this week, stock market going back, it's the bull and the bear. Bull market is when it's strong, bear market is when it becomes weak, right? That's when you hear those terminologies. The bull market has been going on since, 2017? Isn't that, Trump likes to take a lot of credit for the bull market, and it still is strong. The housing market is still strong. We've had about a week of the market being off, and now it shows signs of reinvigorating itself one way or the other. Who knows, looking around at the news, what it is that, this is what's so flaky about investing anywhere. You just have to put your money, I guess the bottom line is, you put your money into some investment and leave it there. There are a lot of day traders, a lot of people who are smart, that spend their time studying stocks and companies and stuff. That's cool. But if you're the average investor, and you want to play the market, you're probably heading for doomsday when it comes to what your money's worth. Don't do it. I've done this the wrong way. When I had money to invest, I put it in stuff, and then I would be impatient, and I'd want it out. No, you can't. You got to let it sit there. So there's, but the markets, that's, the markets being stronger is a good sign. With all the other stuff that's crazy around us, that's a good, stable sign. From an outfit, Wall Street's not exactly the most stable place in the world, for sure. I want to dig into this business about Huawei. This is something that has been in front of us off and on for a number of years. Huawei is the big Chinese tech company that has developed 5G. And it's all over the place. You hear the AT&T's. How, when did you, you remember when I first said months ago no to 5G, mostly because how it would affect planes and air transportation. But now you dig around into this and you see that the Chinese government is up to their Mickey once again in trying to listen or cheat or steal or whatever it is that they do by listening in to the conversations that are had on these phones. So now Canada, in a statement this week, cites national security concerns, saying that they will ban the use of Huawei and other Chinese technology for its 5G network. They found that there are extra judicial reasons, ways that the Chinese and what they do can conflict with Canadian laws. So telephone companies are going to be prevented from procuring any new 4G or 5G equipment from the companies that are related to the Chinese government and Huawei. And this is, I don't know why they're not doing it now. You got a year or two to take down these networks. But who else does 5G? Do you know who else is? I don't know enough about the technology to know who else is
developing. It's everywhere now, and I know a lot of people want to avoid it for whatever reason. But it's,
well, they want to avoid it because the United States, Australia, the English, the New Zealanders have placed restrictions on the use of this Huawei equipment in their communications networks. We shouldn't have let them build it in the first place. That's where I think this was. You knew what the Chinese National Intelligence Law, which is used to make Chinese organizations and citizens listen in, and requires them if they have these companies to produce the information that they are gleaning from just having people use their equipment. It's bad business. Stay away from all this Chinese equipment. That would be, and stay away from 5G. All right, 20, where are we? 18 after the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
This week on RVER, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
Hey, Chief, we got a damaged RV on its way to the OR.
Well, that sounds like a job for the new head of RV surgery.
Wait, are you promoting me?
Congrats, Martinez.
That RV's flatlining!
Well, that sounds like a job for the new head of nursing.
So you're just promoting everyone now?
Yeah, kind of looks that way, doesn't it?
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, covered subject to policy terms.
Discover the 2022 Subaru Forester Wilderness, the second member of the Subaru Wilderness family. Featuring 9.2 inches of ground clearance, standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, and all-terrain tires for increased off-road capability. Plus, a design that's bold and protective at the same time. The Forester Wilderness unlocks a whole new level of adventure. Discover more at Subaru.com/.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
You should feel okay when your customers come and find that an ear of corn costs 10 cents more than it did last year. That's because it's going to cost you a lot more. A fertilizer, if you're using conventional fertilizers, look at the prices, up like 200%. We are all going to have to charge more, whether it's fruits, vegetables, dairy. Make sure you get a fair price for what it is that you are growing and selling, because otherwise you will not be successful.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, 23 after the hour, trending time from social media with things that you are obviously interested in. All the things we talk about here are from some trending list because that's what people want to talk about. So we're not reinventing the wheel here. All right, so here we have Jason Momoa on the top of people's minds. Did he date Amber Heard? Or what was it? She was in the movie.
No, what's no, the they're character? In Aquaman together. She plays his love interest, and there's this whole big hoopla stuff about Aquaman 2, and it was supposed to be her big star-making moment, and so many people were trying to push her to become removed from the film, and Jason Momoa actually somewhat saved her role. I mean, rumors are that she's only in it for 10 minutes. But apparently he and the director kind of really fought for her to still be a part of the film.
So what's the latest in the Johnny Depp Amber Heard trial? What's the rumor? Apparently he was testifying and now he's not going to testify again. So is this ever going to end?
It's supposed to end Friday, I think.
Okay. I was going to say, it has to end eventually. And who is it? I'm totally mind blanking now, but who Amber Heard mentioned somebody while on the stand, and
Kate
now
Moss.
She's actually going to, Kate Moss, and now she has to testify.
Yep.
So what, Kate Moss is in this? How is she involved in this?
She used to date Johnny Depp, and so I guess Amber Heard brought up Kate Moss and said, well, after I thought of the Kate Moss story, because she said that Johnny pushed her sister down the stairs or something like that. And so she said, and I was scared because of the Kate Moss story where I guess Johnny pushed Kate Moss down the stairs, but Kate Moss has come out and said that that didn't happen. And so now Kate Moss is testifying. And I don't know why the change of heart. I guess Amber Heard's team was going to call Johnny again, but then they decided not to. So that's off the table. I didn't get much time to see what happened at the trial yesterday because we were all hanging out together, but they're expected to do their closing statements on Friday, so I guess it's going to wrap pretty soon.
Yeah.
It's been going on a long time.
But what's the outcome? At the end of the day, what's the outcome?
Well, the jury will
decide. Everyone loses.
Yeah, I mean, everybody has lost. They burned each other down, basically, to the stumps. Nobody looks good here, and I think that the outcome will be whether or not Johnny Depp has to pay Amber Heard $100 million or Amber Heard has to pay Johnny Depp $50 million.
So do they both have that kind of dough?
It's a good question. Apparently.
Once upon a time, he easily did.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, an interesting story floating around. I think we talked about this at dinner. Conan O'Brien is trying to set himself up as the next Howard Stern, and people are really interested in this. He got $150 million this week to sign on with SiriusXM because he's had a pretty successful, since he got off the late night show, he's been doing podcasts. And apparently the podcasts have done extraordinarily well. So Sirius comes along and says, okay, we think you can contribute to our lineup. So here's $150 million. Go to it. So what he's got to be doing something every day. I don't remember Conan O'Brien as being a radio sort of a guy. He's more visual, isn't he? His expressions, the way he, his hair, I mean, all of that stuff. Or is he well enough ingrained in our minds?
We can't see that on the radio.
No, but is he ingrained? Is it ingrained, that visualization ingrained enough in people's minds so that when they hear him, they, oh yeah, I remember this guy, the redhead with his hair all over the place, the Harvard guy. He's funny sometimes. He didn't make it on the Tonight Show. You know, and we go back and forth. I just don't think he's enough of for me, I would not sign up for SiriusXM to get him. I'd sign up for SiriusXM to get us. Okay, well, I'm already signed up, so
tell
I
him.
Can get us. Yeah. All right, 28 after this, the DJV Show.
How do you make the most of your land? If you ask the Wrens, who run with us on a John Deere mower, they tell you,
I mow first, then I do all the trimming.
But the Hubbards, who work behind the wheel of a John Deere compact tractor, would say,
if it's something you want, just go after it and try it.
Then there's the Mosers, who may mention from the seat of their John Deere Gator UTV,
you can't be all working up, buddy.
There are millions of ways to make the most of your land. Learn how to make the most of yours at Deere.com. Nothing runs like a deer.
Before Bamboo HR, I feel like crying just thinking about it.
We were still handling everything via paper, and we literally had paper stacked.
It was all in spreadsheets and, like, folders.
From the moment I started using it, I felt calmer.
As soon as we started using the Bamboo, like, onboarding checklist, I mean, it was extremely easy.
Headcount, turnover, years of service. Like, there's just so many different reports that I use at different points in time.
I'm, like, totally set free to focus on the people, to focus on development, to focus on team dynamics.
It's freeing me up to do more of the stuff that actually matters in HR, which is interacting with people, learning from them, and then building stuff for them.
Everything is in this one place. I can't even imagine what it would be like without Bamboo HR.
We're Bamboo HR, and we'd love to set you free to do great work. Come try our award-winning all-in-one HR software for free with no strings attached. Visit BambooHR.com/demo for this free trial offer. That's BambooHR.com/demo.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
19 students and at least two adults are confirmed dead after a lone 18-year-old gunman walked into a Uvalde, Texas elementary school and opened fire on Tuesday. Robb Elementary School is located about 85 miles west of San Antonio. The shooter was engaged with law enforcement, but he still entered the unlocked school, where he entered several classrooms and started shooting. Texas Department of Public Safety Lieutenant Chris Olivares on KSAT 12.
At that point, when law enforcement arrived, they made entry to the school in which a suspect exchanged gunfire with law enforcement. Multiple officers were hit by gunfire by the suspect. The suspect was wearing multiple body armor. At that point, we had a tactical team arrive as well. They exchanged gunfire with the suspect. You were actually able to shoot the suspect, and right now the suspect is deceased.
We'll have more information as it comes in. We are USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
19 students and at least two adults are confirmed dead after a lone 18-year-old gunman opened fire at a Uvalde, Texas elementary school Tuesday. Robb Elementary School is located about 85 miles west of San Antonio. Former Assistant FBI Director Chris Swecker on Fox News gives his assessment of the shooter.
Unspeakable, cowardly act. I have grandchildren, one who turned 9 today. I can't imagine what these parents are having to deal with their hearts ripped out. Like every mass shooter, especially the young ones, this one was flashing red, it appears, which is no surprise. I mean, they seem to always communicate threats. They seem to articulate what they're thinking, their state of mind. The people around them can't help but notice that. We don't know whether anybody reported this and whether any law enforcement officer ever had any contact with him over this. But I do school security assessments quite often. And I advocate always for an armed security guard at every school, especially the elementary schools where the little ones can't run, hide, fight. You can't do that with the little ones. They don't have the acumen and the wherewithal to do that. So there's a lot to take in.
Japanese astronauts will ride on the NASA Artemis mission to the moon and potentially reach the surface. President Biden and Japanese Prime Minister Kishida confirmed that commitment on Monday. I'm Lance Pry. We are USA Radio News.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Four at the hour now on the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Jay Kirshner. Congratulations to our friends who are listening to one of the longest standing radio stations that carried this program, KQEN. And now has an FM translator, an FM station, FM side to it, 93.9 FM, along with being on 1240 AM, where we've been for a long time. So nice to have that connection. Nice to be connected wherever we are. I always, every once in a while, I come up with news about stations and people that are on the stations. I like to pass it along because it makes everybody feel good to know that we're all sort of in this together. This experiment, which I started 34 years ago doing a morning program on a network, and I was sure in the first 4, 5, 6 months nobody was listening. And then gradually build it up. Now hundreds and hundreds of stations carry this program every day, various times of the day. We do it in the morning, but it is on early in the morning in some stations, and it's on in what we call morning drive in other stations in mid-mornings, and sometimes it's on in the afternoon. A couple of places like in Guam, it's on at night. So it's cool to have all of you with us so that we can pass along to you what is in the news, the stories that are in the news, what it means, why it matters, that sort of thing. I think it's very interesting. I read a profile of an American soldier who retired from the military, our military, and now is working for a private company in Ukraine. Whether you know it or not, There are no American soldiers there, obviously, but there are American soldiers there.
Yeah, security forces, private.
Yeah, right, exactly, yeah. And there are quite a few of them, hundreds of them, as a matter of fact, 300 and some odd at last count. And they're, you know, taking part in this thing, whether you know it or you don't. I don't think it's been well reported, Jennifer. Jay, do you think? This is the first time I've really seen a profile of somebody who's been there.
I think typically these are the people that people don't talk about.
Right, because, it shouldn't probably be.
Yeah, right.
I shouldn't be talking about. So I'm not going to tell you who he is. I just know he's been there for 50 days, and he's bumped off some Russian troops, as have others that are there, some of the American soldiers that are training, quote-unquote, Ukrainians. They're showing them how to use the tools of war. Some of them are conducting counterterrorism. The operatives that are over there, many of them have been in Iraq and been in Afghanistan, and now they're in Ukraine, which for this fellow, I'm reading this profile, this guy, he says it's about the same. The difference is the fighting, he says the fighting in Ukraine is the most intense fighting of his life. And as I said, he's been in Afghanistan, did two tours there. He was in Iraq, did a couple of tours there, so he knows what's going on. But instead of his comrades in arms being Americans, they're Ukrainians. Apparently the language, a number of Ukrainians can speak broken English, or I guess we've got enough translators so that we can, you know, make the point of how to get how the guns work and how the armaments work. So they translate that, and then they go fight with them. They go out and show, yeah, okay, so where are the Russians? Let's go get them. And it seems, it's almost blood-curdling, isn't it, when you think about it? The closeness that some of these people have, some of these military veterans. But, you know, you hear about the people who have been in the service and exposed to all kinds of stuff in Afghanistan and in Iraq and other places, and what has happened to them. This is a way for some of these men and women to maintain a connection to something that they know how to do well. Serving with the uniform. They don't wear a uniform, per se. I guess they do have a uniform, but they're being paid. They're being paid by us, and they're being paid by, when I say us, they're being paid by the American company who's been hired by the Ukrainian government to pay them. And so apparently the people that are over there are using some of their money, interestingly enough, to buy equipment to help out the locals. So it just really, I don't know where they're getting it. A lot of black market stuff, I'm guessing, going on over there, too, I guess, in that circumstance.
I think that's right.
Right. A lot of black markets, and who knows where it's coming from. God, could be coming not just from America, but who knows? The Chinese weapons are all over the place. I wouldn't be surprised if there's some Russian weapons that they've hijacked and they're using them against the Russians. It's kind of like a movie when you get right down. This, you know, when you think about it. Isn't this? There are a lot of people driving around. It kind of reminds me of some of the movies that we saw about wars in the Middle East when they'd get in a Toyota pickup truck and they'd have a machine gun in the back of it and that they'd go up and down the road. That's what this kind of looks like to me.
And that was real. You know, that was taken off of what would happen in the Middle East. And that's why it was really odd because when this first started, especially, and things have changed for sure, but one of the reasons that I kind of felt like, and it turned out to be true, that Putin was getting a lot of troops from Syria is, remember how they were brutalizing the people in Kyiv and how they were kind of running this war? And so it had a feeling like some of the stuff that we had seen happen in the Middle East, and turned out to be true that Russia was using a lot of Syrian troops to bring them into the country, to put them in there, and you could just tell they have a signature of what they look like. And I don't know, the way this thing has been kind of cobbled together, the role of China watching on Taiwan, it feels like a really awful movie plot that could, but it's real, and you realize what impact it could have on the world. You know, so many Americans just get concerned and, you know, where they're getting their next cup of Starbucks coffee, and we're concerned about gas prices, yes, but like, I've never felt so uncertain about our future because there's so many things that are just hanging in the balance right now, and it's a very strange feeling.
He's fought alongside the Iraqis. He's fought alongside the Afghanistans. He said none of them compare to the Ukrainian soldiers' efforts.
Oh, I'm sure. Their heart is incredible. But they're also fighting for even more. They're fighting for a country they love and want to preserve. They're not being forced into doing something they don't want to do.
Yeah.
It's their
home. And apparently
it's
the people
he's
been... he's been, the people he's been fighting alongside of in these cities know all the buildings, know all the alleys, know everywhere. And the Russians don't know any, so they surprise the Russians all the time. And some of the Russians they're killing, some of them they're managing the Russians give up, and they put their hands up, we surrender, and then they, you know, some of them have turned around, some of the Russians have turned around and fight, depending on where they're from. Russia's a very interesting, sectology, if you will. The fact that the eastern part of Ukraine is pretty much like Russia, and most of them there are Russians. Most of the people that live in that
part of Ukraine. And have allegiance to Russia, which people
right.
don't realize.
Yeah, exactly. So there are other folks that live more inland to the west in Ukraine who may have Russian roots, but they don't like the Russians. It's kind of like, what happens in any place where people don't like somebody else. The Northern Irish don't like the Southern, the regular Irish, if that's the, maybe that's not a good comparison, but at any rate, this is a fascinating story. And what isn't, a lot of people don't have the time, nor do they have the interest to read between the lines, but it's our job to kind of nose around and see what the good stories are. And I found this very interesting. He says the Russians, the good soldiers from Russia know exactly what they're doing. They're educated. They have social media. They have news. And that's why some of them are defecting. Because they know what's going on. They don't like killing women and children. And they know that it's murder. And they're not having anything to do with it. He says the barbarism, though, is like nothing he's ever seen with some of the Russians. And, you know, you can think about it, and there's certain horror that we don't want to wrap our heads around, but the Russians definitely are guilty of war crimes. And how they get prosecuted, you know, it just...
Well, there was the first one that was prosecuted this week that was guilty of a soldier who killed an unarmed Ukrainian person, yeah.
Yeah, right. All right, anyway, then speaking of Russia... Starbucks says they're going to close all of its 130 stores right away, just pretty much like what the McDonald's folks did, right? They're just closing, they're leaving. Airbnb is closing not only its businesses in Russia, but in China as well. I thought that was pretty interesting. Did you see that? That they don't want to do business in China? Yeah, exactly. Thank you.
Yep.
It's about time.
I don't think we need to go vacation over in China anyway.
Yeah, right? Who wants to go
over Russia. There? Probably not a great idea.
Speaking of vacations, how many people are ready for the SpaceX trip? May not, apparently been somewhat, there's a deflection here because of SpaceX and Elon Musk and his misconduct. He apparently paid a flight attendant $250,000 to keep quiet. He exposed himself, she says, propositioned her, she says. This is in today's Business Insider.
Yeah, it happened like 2 days after he said he'd vote Republican, and so he's like, I was waiting for this scandal to come out. He has said that he knows this woman. He denies ever showing any personal parts of himself to her. And he said that they made it go away because they just wanted to avoid litigation. So they just gave her the money and like many companies and just sent her on her way. But what he said, and I thought this was interesting, is he said he will hand over, I can't remember, like X amount of dollars if she can name one physical thing about his anatomy. Apparently he must have something. I don't know if it's like a tattoo, a scar. Some sort of uterus, I don't
remember
know.
The rumors about and what supposedly was his.
He said, if you can name the thing that the public doesn't know about me, that you would know if you saw me naked, then tell the world and you can have, you know, fights over. So I don't know if she's responded to that.
Gotta be some epic tattoo.
I know. I don't know what the heck he's got going on down there, but apparently it's something.
Well, apparently he asked her, when I was thinking about flight attendant, I was thinking somebody worked for American Airlines or something, but this is a SpaceX flight attendant that he asked to give him a massage. So is that what, if I'm on American going back to Boston, can I get a massage?
Awesome?
I'd
be like, I don't need any more coffee, but a little bit on my neck here.
I'm in the part of the plane that has the beds that lie down. I can just turn over.
Those are good.
Yeah, right. Let me have a massage.
Just be like, I'll flip over if that's cool with you.
Right. Anyway, he was rubbing her leg. I don't know how much I want to go into this. Offered to buy her a horse.
Sorry. If it's true, he has no game. If it's not true, what a funny thing to make up.
Doesn't he have a girlfriend? Does he have a girlfriend? I know he doesn't live in a house anywhere, but
what does he have, Jay? It's like they're still together, right? Or are they apart now? The baby.
I have no. There's some kind of life partnership with the singer Grimes. They have a couple children together, and she calls him her best friend. I'm pretty sure that they have homes that are right next door, possibly. And she said that she's the one that said sometimes they're together, sometimes they're not.
So apparently. This woman, the flight attendant, went to the HR department. You know, like what you do here on this program, Jennifer?
Is the HR department. Better at SpaceX, but
Yeah, right, I would think. The company took her complaint. They went to a mediator. Then they didn't go to a court or an arbitrator. And they signed the attendant to a $250,000 severance agreement, barring her from saying anything. So if that's the case, then how did this become public? You know, Elon Musk isn't going to talk about it. So if she signed a non-disclosure, then how has this become public?
That's the thing. If you're wanting to take this, out, you can't sign the NDA and then, try to hit him up again.
No. Well, you get the money. At best or at worst, she'll have to give the money back, and I'll bet she spent it all by now.
I'll probably find a horse.
Right. A horse is a horse, of course. Yeah. All right, anyway, so Elon Musk we all like to think of people and how different they are from us. But, just because you have a lot of money doesn't mean you're any different. This guy is the same as lots of other dirty old men or dirty mid-aged men, I guess. 48 half the hour on the DJV show.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor or outdoor, repair or redesign, and we handle the rest. Sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
And now a small business setback. Set to smooth jazz.
It's late. You're driving in the rain with only one thing on your mind. The deer about to total your HVAC van. But with Progressive's 30-plus customizable coverage options, you're covered. The rest is just saxophone.
When running your small business gets rough, Progressive Commercial is there to smooth it out. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
Twinkly sound.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage and discounts not available for all vehicles or states. Policy terms and conditions apply.
Why should you trust Brembo Brakes? Because 60 years of racing, testing, braking, and bettering. Because dogs in the road, indecisive squirrels, and that kid chasing the lost ball. Because tiny humans in the back seat and blind turns in front of you. Because every car should be equipped with the same kind of performance, safety, and comfort that manufacturers and professional drivers trust every day. Visit buybrembo.com and learn more about the most trusted brakes in braking.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR.
EPR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend
your life with Extendovite. Now, 53 after the hour on DJB Health, Dr. Jack Stockwell is here from his clinic in Salt Lake City, Utah. You can go to ForbiddenDoctor.com or JackStockwell.com to find out more about the various things in his expertise. He's a Nooka chiropractor, also a GAPS practitioner. Two separate areas in terms of the Nooka chiropractic. You can check out what he knows and what he does at JackStockwell.com. In terms of the GAPS practitionership and... Jack.
Mm-hmm.
I said ship, yes.
Yes.
The things that... are going on in your clinic. You can find all kinds of things, including the help that Jack can provide you with, and Mary as well, in terms of whatever it is, whatever ails you. Jack's got a good twist on it, frankly. I just want to get your thoughts for a moment on what some of the states are doing. I wonder if they're doing it in Utah, expanding Medicare coverage. How much do people like you who have these kind of clinics, do you get any Medicaid help at all? The people who come to you with Medicaid, do they, you know, there are a lot of low-income folks who could do well with having the help that you can provide, but can you provide it in a way that works for you?
Well, in my state, Medicaid does not cover alternative health care.
Does it?
No.
But then the
only
question,
drugs.
We beg the question, alternative, what is alternative health care? More people spend the last 4 or 5 years, people in America have spent more money on so-called alternative health than they've spent on so-called regular, what do we call, allopathic or some, whatever the term is.
Allopathic, yes.
Allopathic versus homeopathic. We spend more on homeopathic because people are realizing that the services that they're getting, hello, duh, actually work. I can tell you any number of times that I've seen you or others. I got this physical therapist now who's working on me, and I have stuff that I get every Tuesday. I spend a session with her, and my shoulders and my back and my hips and stuff. I haven't felt like this open for a long time. And yet the AMA has such a, I don't mean to get on a platform here, but the AMA has such a stranglehold drugs, as you were saying, or this other stuff, it's almost like in the normal world, you wouldn't have a chance, but yet people, you do have a chance. You're busier than a one-armed paper hanger, right?
If I wanted to see more people, all I'd have to do is show up in the office more. Yeah, and it's, you know, and it's not just the AMA. The AMA only represents about 25 to 30% of practicing physicians. Mm-hmm. Most practicing physicians are not members by choice of the AMA because they don't like the politics of it. But it's Big Pharma that is really behind everything else. Yeah. Big Pharma now controls medical school curriculums. It controls textbooks. It controls laboratory studies. And it has most medical directors on statewide levels have been bought and sold a couple of dozen times now to affect the policies of the individual states. And so when I talk about alternative health care, it's anything outside of drugs. Mm-hmm. And as you said, last 4 or 5 years, actually, Doug, it's been about the last 30 years, more money has been spent outside of drug therapies. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Than inside. And, you know, if drug therapy worked, people would do it. I've got several patients I see all the time, I mean, individually, not over and over and over again, that come in with their drugs when we start to take care of them. And I say, well, how long have you been on it? And they tell me, and I say, well, why are you taking this? Well, my doctor told me.
Yeah.
Well, what happens if you don't take it? Well, I don't know. I just take it all the time because my doctor told me to take it. And so I said, well, you know, there's a couple of these complaints that you're making on your written intake form here that are directly related to side effects of the medication you're taking. Mm-hmm. And they're almost always shocked to hear that.
Of course they are. Speaking of shock, what do you make of monkeypox? People don't come to you for work on these sorts of things, I don't imagine. I shouldn't assume that because that's not fair. But, you know, in terms of everybody getting all worked up because the Center for Disease Confusion is now warning that if you get a monkeypox rash, you'll have a problem. But there are only about 5 people in the country that have it. So what's your take on it?
What's the next big scare? There weren't enough people vaccinated from the last one, and they want to sell all these vaccines. So, but that's it. It's just simply the next big scare. It just isn't that serious a problem. It's located in sub-Saharan Central Africa. A couple of people have showed up with this thing. Whatever they can do to scare people to death to sell more of these damn drugs. That's,
well,
you know,
it's also the news media scare. Oh, I'm going to watch our program.
Well,
tonight.
They're paid to do it.
Tune in CNN. We'll have
that's
the
right. They're paid by Big Pharma to do this, to put on these shows. They're actually trained how to do it.
Yeah. All right. Let's spend 30, 40 seconds on turmeric and how wonderful it is.
Yeah, it's a new trial that was published in Nutrition Journal. And they had about 90 men and women ages 50 to 69. And so they were looking at body weight and body mass index and serum levels of C-reactive protein. C-reactive protein is an indicator of inflammation in the body. And interestingly enough, when these people undertook this care, they lost weight, inflammation went down, and less brain disturbances were present.
Turmeric is a fabulous addition.
I recommend turmeric forte. Yes.
Yep.
Orders at thedoctor.com.
You got it.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.